You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Well, for this week, we're joined back by Sarin Parikh and Kathy Guzman of the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, better known as NJEDA. Last show, for the listeners that didn't hear, we covered the loan programs available for small businesses in quite depth. And this week, we're going to unravel the grant programs, the majority of the show. So Sarin and Kathy, welcome back. We're so happy to have you back again.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back, Ken.
So for the listeners that didn't hear last show, just briefly give your bios on your roles with NJEDA.
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Sarin Parikh. I'm a senior business development officer here with the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. I service the Central Jersey area, and my area of focus is business banking, traditional lending products. I started with EDA a little over almost three and a half years ago. I did start here as a credit underwriter, and then about a year ago did move on to the development side. So as I said in the previous show, it's pretty cool to see both ends of the spectrum. You know, now here I am marketing the products I used to underwrite. So it's really great. And like I said, you know, NJD is a great organization, and the work that we do is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm Kathy Guzman. I'm a senior small business liaison with the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, and I have the most awesome job in the NJEDA, I think. My job is to share information about grant programs that are available to small business owners. As a former small business owner myself, I am passionate about small businesses. My whole career has been working with small businesses. My father was a small business owner, as I mentioned last week, and I just love small businesses, and I find that a lot of small businesses, the smaller they are, the newer they are, the less likely they are to know about these programs. And it's really the mission of our team to get out there and share the information with as many people as possible. So we're so happy to be here because you guys are another way to get the info out. So thank you. And thanks.
Right.
For having us.
And our thank you guys so much. We're so excited to unravel that. And our listener,
I'm very excited because I have a lot of clients.
And our listener base is Central Jersey. So this station covers a broad a lot of the state. And Sarin, sorry, but you're not, she's much more preferable because she gives out the money. You make them pay it back with interest. So even though you're good, but she's the best.
But I will hear my disclaimer.
We don't want to hear from you today. We're going to talk to Kathy.
Well, I will tell you that our loans are low-cost financing, but obviously everybody will definitely flock to free money, right?
So Kathy, if you want to get started, we'll turn it over to you. If you want to talk about the different grant programs you have, and the listeners are going to be very interested in hearing about them.
Absolutely. So the programs that I'm going to talk about today are all part of what was called the Main Street Recovery Program. And that was developed post-COVID to really support small business who, as we all know, were so hit so hard from COVID. It was originally, as of 2023, it was $150 million allocation for the programs that I'm going to talk about, as well as a few others. Another $50 million was just added in the most recent fiscal 2024 New Jersey budget. So there's three programs, and they are all for small businesses. Now, to be eligible, you have to be what's called an SBA, Small Business Administration, definition of a small business. And that's determined by the type of business you are and either by revenue or number of employees. Honestly, when I started working with the NJEDA and I started looking up the businesses, I was like, wow, that kind of seems like almost medium to me. It can go up to 100 or more employees. It can go up to millions of dollars. So that SBA definition is really important. And that's the first qualification. And then for each of the programs, there are other qualifications. So there's three programs I'm going to cover today. There's a small business lease grant, a small business improvement grant, which is really a reimbursement grant, and then our newest program, which is the small business e-commerce program. So before I get going, do you guys have any questions?
No, we're just
so the funds. I have a question on the funds that you said are available. 150 million. Is that per fiscal year, or is that the total allocation for the whole program? And once those funds are used up, then there's no more funding.
So that was the total allocation as of 2023. For 2024, $50 million has been added.
Okay, got
it. So right now we have enough funding to cover everybody that is in our application queue, and for us to continue to take applications, which is a wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the first program is called the Small Business Lease Grant. And this program is open to business owners in the state of New Jersey that have signed a new lease within the last 12 months from the day they apply for the grant program. This is a grant program. They don't have to pay the money back. So if they have a lease that is a five-year term or longer, It also has to be a ground floor space. The reason, I believe, for that requirement is post-COVID, we wanted to help fill Main Street vacancies. Mm-hmm. I believe that's why that requirement is there. So again, it has to be a five-year term, signed within the last 12 months, and on a ground floor space. If you meet those requirements, you're eligible for 20% of the annual lease payment over 2 years.
Oh my God, that's huge.
That's still, it's significant, yeah.
Yeah, it is very significant. Hmm. And upon the approval of your grant application, you would receive the first payment, and then a year later, you would receive the second payment. There are a few requirements. You have to stay in that space for that 5 years. You also have to pay your employees a minimum of $15 an hour or 120% of minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's reasonable. You can't find anybody for $20 now, leave alone 15.
And do you need employees? Let's say you have an owner that's maybe, if they're a solo owner, do they qualify, or do you have to have employees on the payroll to?
That's a great question. The wonderful thing about these programs is that they are designed to support all small businesses, including new businesses. Mm-hmm. So if you don't yet have employees and you've just starting your business, maybe I've met several business owners, they're one person doing everything for right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You are still eligible for this program.
Wow.
And then our hope
is,
exactly. Great. Right. Our hope is when you do get that funding, right, that's when you hire your first employee, whatever you want to do with it. But it's really to put working capital in the pockets of small business owners.
And I bet there's a lot of commercial owners out there that qualify, because typically commercial leases are 5 years. That's kind of a standard for the industry. So
yes.
it's certainly
maybe our bubble tea client maybe qualify.
Actually, yeah, I have somebody that actually leased space would definitely be a small business. They signed a lease. We just signed the lease less than a month ago. It's going to be in a retail space. It's a 7 year lease. So I actually will. Yeah, that's there you go.
Well, see, you got an application
here. I have to get in touch with that. Let them get in touch with you. And Kathy, while we're speaking, why don't you give your contact info for the listeners out there? I'm sure it's going to be hearing from them.
Yes, the best thing to do is to email me, because I am out most days. I will also give you my phone number as well. It's Kathy, Kathy.Guzman, Guzman, at NJEDA.gov. And my phone is 609-931-1378.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, that is a really, really interesting. Anything else you want to say about the Small Business Lease Grant Program before we move on to the next topic?
Well, the great news is that these programs can be stacked. So sometimes for somebody opening a new business, it's wonderful, because if they are eligible for the lease program, and then say it's a new retail store or a new restaurant, a new print shop, whatever it is, there's lots of equipment that they have to buy, right? So they can get their lease grant, and then they can also apply for the next program, which is the Small Business Improvement Grant, which is a reimbursement grant. Okay. And this, again, is open to any small businesses in the state of New Jersey. This one is unique in that it is also open to home-based businesses and nonprofits. Okay. So it's an amazing program.
I have one question. Sorry to interrupt. How long do they have to be in the lease before they would get the payment? In other words, let's say they signed a five-year lease. They've only been into it for like 3 months. They apply for the program. They qualify. Do they have to be physically present in the space for a certain number of months before they're eligible to collect on the reimbursements?
No, I don't believe so. They do have to be occupying the space.
Yeah. Sure.
But there isn't a time limit on it, as far as I know. There is no time limit there.
Okay.
Good. Hmm. We have quite a few I can think of. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Sure. Definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the second program is the Small Business Improvement Grant, again, a reimbursement grant. It's very broad. It could be furniture, fixtures, equipment. That could mean your computers, new windows, new doors. Say you renovated a whole space, flooring, new signage.
Wow. This
one is open to folks, if you own the building and you own the business that is inside that building, you are also eligible for this program. Okay, mm-hmm. So not just leased properties.
Oh, that goes hand in hand with who's ever leasing. Typically, they have those improvements. They have furniture. Yeah. They have equipment that goes in. So,
yeah, Yeah, it's amazing. I would like to point out that landlords are not eligible. So if you fix up your space and you rent it out to another business, you're not eligible for this program. But if you purchase a building and you run your business out of that building, then you are eligible. So it is broad. It can be roof. It can be solar panels. Anything that you need to run your business. A lot of times businesses that have very specialized equipment, say a photography studio or a printer or restaurants. I mean, restaurants have a lot of expensive equipment. All those things are eligible for this program. The walk-in refrigerator, you guys know. There's a lot of things that they have to.
And what's the limit for this program? Like for the lease program, it's 20% of 2 years of the lease. What are the requirements on this one?
Correct. So this is a 50% reimbursement up to $50,000.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
Amazing. So if you submit $100,000 worth of eligible expenses, you can get back $50,000.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's
just
amazing. Another amazing
thing
that New Jersey's doing. You guys are rocking.
it's fantastic. This program is a 2-year look back period. So from the day you apply for the program, you can go back 2 years and submit it. Those eligible expenses. It's not project based. I've met a few business owners that get kind of confused. So they've done like a lot of renovations, but it is really for that whole two year period. So I always point that out to business owners to make sure they can get the maximum amount back. And it's important that they get the maximum amount back because this program is one and done. Once you apply, you're not eligible to apply again.
Got it. Okay. Try to get that 50,000 cap if you can hit it in one shot, right?
Yes. But they can combine with the first one too, right? Or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So why don't we take a short break and we'll continue. We'll be back right after these
Attention
messages.
All investors. A 2-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots located on Route 33 in Neptune. Just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We're joined today with Kathy Guzman and Sarin Parikh of the NJEDA. Today's show, we're focusing on the grant money that's available to small businesses in terms of lease reimbursements, in terms of capital improvement reimbursements. And let's continue now this program talking about the Small Business Improvement Grant Program. You're eligible, business owners are eligible for up to $50,000 in reimbursement, but it's got to be a one-shot deal. They can't apply and it's a 2-year look back, right? So they can't apply more than once for the program. So it's best they collect all their receipts that are whatever's eligible and apply a one shot deal and then get their total. So if they have $100,000 in justifiable improvements, they can qualify. They'll get $50,000. They'll get a check from the state of New Jersey for $50,000 back if they qualify.
Up to 50.
Right. If they have,
That is correct. And one thing I do like to counsel business owners on is, please don't go buy something or spend money on something just because that grant money is there. You know, this is to reimburse you for things that you need to improve your business because it is grant money. There's no guarantee. Right now, there is funding there. As long as you meet the requirements that we are funding anybody that meets the requirements. But I get a little nervous when people get really excited and they say, if that's something you're going to do, because you do have to lay out the money and then you get reimbursed at 50%.
So if they buy like a $10,000 couch, Italian designer couch, they may not qualify to get reimbursed on that because it might be viewed as above and beyond what's needed for that business, right?
Ken, you're very nicely to say it may not.
Definitely won't. Right, yeah.
That's right.
I don't think we actually make those kind of judgment calls. We haven't had any $10,000 couches come through to my knowledge, but
That's really depends. Yeah. If you're in furniture business, you can import that as a sample.
That depends
what business, right?
It's all case specific.
Yeah. I don't think real estate business can say I need $50,000 worth of couches for the client to sit on.
You had a good question at the break, Jane, about home-based businesses, right?
Yeah, you can ask.
Yeah, how do you view home-based businesses and their eligibility under the this program for improvements?
Yes, great question. So this is our broadest program. It's open to small businesses in the state of New Jersey, home-based businesses, and nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So home-based businesses are eligible for a much smaller subset of items. So it's only equipment that is used only for your business. So that would be your computer, your monitor, your office furniture. I have spoken to some small business owners that are home-based that were so excited to hear about this program. He ran a printing business out of his garage. So his printing equipment would be eligible. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's only things that are specific to your business and not attached to the home. Okay. And for home-based businesses, you have to apply for at least a minimum of $5,000 worth of expenses. Mm-hmm. Any less than that, it's too low.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fantastic. It's really helpful, especially, the home-based most cases are truly a small business. You know, they just started. Yeah.
Yes.
And you mentioned this is also eligible for nonprofit organizations can qualify for this particular program, right?
Correct. Correct. Most nonprofits are also eligible for this program. Yeah.
Okay.
Religious-based organizations have to go through sort of an extra step because it can't be a religious purpose, but something like a daycare or a summer camp that's open to everybody run by a religious organization would most likely be eligible.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So can I talk a little bit about the eligibility requirements?
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure that businesses understand. And again, any questions about these requirements, give me a call, shoot me an email. I'm happy to walk you through them.
Mm-hmm, okay? For sure.
So you have to be the SBA definition of a small business, which you talked about. You have to provide something called a tax clearance certificate, which a lot of people have never heard of. Mm-hmm. Very simple. It's just a certificate that says you're current on your taxes with the state of New Jersey. In order to do business with the state of New Jersey or get a grant from the state of New Jersey, you have to get a tax clearance certificate. I can provide instructions, mm-hmm. But sometimes people see that and they don't know what it is. Honestly, I didn't know what it was before I started working for the NJEDA.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in good standing with Department of Labor and Department of Environmental Protection.
Yep.
And then you just have to certify that you're not in default on any other funding. So kind of the basic high-level things, pretty, mm-hmm. but those do apply to all our programs.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yep. It's fantastic. Yes.
So do you guys have any other questions about the small business reimbursement grant?
Is there anything you think the listener will be interested, particularly about this? Any success stories or anything you want to share?
I get so excited when
listen to these. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, there's so many people listening that are going to definitely qualify on this broad listener base. I'm sure there's people listening. Hopefully, there's people listening to the tuning into the show that will be contacting you, because I know there's tons and tons of small businesses out there that have leases that need improvements to their business. And this is a look back for this program. You can go back 2 years. So if they made a purchase for a printer within the last 2 years, as long as they have the receipts, they can get in touch with you and say, "Hey, Kathy, I need help." You can guide them through the application, getting them the tax clearance certificate and the other things, and then getting the application. How big is the application? It's just this. It's not that complicated.
That's a great question. It can appear complicated. Someone coming from the small business world and as a former small business owner, to me at first, I thought, oh, this is a little complicated, but it's really not. And that's my job to help I can't help people apply, but I can break it down and piece by piece and give them the information they need to be able to apply. And I'm always happy to do that. We also have customer care who are available to help people if they have trouble creating an account. So it's going to take you a couple hours if you keep good records. If you don't keep good records, it's going to take you longer.
Right. How about is that apply for a brand new business? Say if someone just opened a business a year ago and it took a lease place, for whatever the year, and then they invested something in the equipment. So in that case, they really don't have much tax yet because they just opened maybe 3 months to 6 months, right?
Right.
They don't have the tax record. How can they go about to get a tax clearance?
Too, yeah.
That is a great question. So one of the things that we ask for is 3 years of taxes and also your certificate of LLC or your incorporation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you're a brand new business, you just have to explain that. Okay. Say, I'm a brand new business. I have 1 year of taxes, or I don't have taxes yet. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Okay.
Because we really want to support small businesses and all businesses, even in their early stages. And we mm-hmm. all know that in those early stages, boy, that's when they really need this capital.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, that's very important. You know, right. I think a lot of the key thing is, right, your guys doing a great job to educate, to inform the people. Because a lot of small business, they don't know what's available. You know, they feel hopeless. They didn't know what's available, like during the COVID, right? And a few of my past clients, they didn't even know the government had a program, the payroll. I said, you better talk to your accountant. You know, you talk to them, you know, there's a program out there. So it's very, you both did a great job, you know, just inform the community so they know the help is there. You just have to, you know, find the right person, call the right person, make a little bit of effort so you can get benefit from that.
Right. You have to be a small business. Obviously, you have to be a New Jersey-based small business, right? You can't be a satellite. You have to be, your principal business has to be filed in the state of New Jersey. You can't be a business in Delaware and have a subsidiary in New Jersey, right? The principal has to be in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
To qualify.
Correct.
So that's, yeah. Correct. But that's good. That's what you want to, that's the intent of the program, is to support the state and support New Jersey-owned small businesses.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good. And I think one thing that I'd like to let folks know, too, is that if, you know, because Jane, you brought up a really good point, and that is, you know, for those who are interested, you know, go on our website, www.njeda.gov, and that's the start of a lot of different things, because we're business banking, but there's a lot of different sectors that NJEDA is involved in that also provides similar opportunities. So I encourage everyone to go on our website. Again, it's www.njeda.gov.
Great.
And if they have any questions, we have both, you know, your guys' phone number, and just call. I mean, a lot of time, right? Don't be afraid. It's just a phone call away. You know, the worst thing can happen to you is they say no, but majority of the time you get a yes, right? What they say, right? Ask, receive, knock, the door will be open.
And if you don't get the grant,
so,
there's always the loan possibility, right?
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah, keep trying. Keep trying. Yeah.
That's a great point, Ken. Sometimes people reach out to me that maybe I can help right now because they have an idea for a small business.
Yeah.
I can still help them because I can point them in the direction of all our partner agencies and all the other resources in the state of New Jersey that can help people write a business plan and get until they get to that next stage and can come back to us. So please reach out to us. Even if we can't help you, we can point you in the right direction. And you asked me before about positive stories, and I just want to share one.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
This would be, absolutely.
I wanted to make sure I fitted my eligibility requirements so I don't get in trouble, but I really would rather talk about the happy stories.
Yes.
So I was at in a downtown area, and I went in to see a retail business that I was friendly with, and they said, we just got our $50,000 reimbursement check, and I am going to lease the space next door, and I'm opening another business.
Wow, that's
a
great
that's
story.
Wow, that's a success story, right?
Really, I mean, I was like practically jumping up and down. I was so happy, and that's why I love my job, because I can see the economic growth before my very eyes, you know, and I can see people when I talk to them and tell them about their programs, and they will say, well, if I get that grant, then I can hire the other person. If I get that grant, I can do this. Like, they already thinking about, they know how they need to invest in their business and where they're going to put that capital. So we just help them, you know. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's,
you
know, like the American dream, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
That's really, right. In the business way.
In the business way, yeah.
Yeah. You see, I help our resident to reach the American dream residentially.
And I help the commercial. Yeah, and I'm thinking in my head now, I'm really thinking about a few clients that I'm going to have them get in touch with you most definitely to apply for the grant program, because there's a few that are going to need to put capital improvements into their stores. So it sounds like they would qualify. So we'll
find out. Just a phone call away.
That's really good. That how you guys are like that dynamic duo where Ken, you're the commercial side and Jane, you're on the residential side. That's awesome.
That's good. I mean, but really appreciate, I mean, you guys take your time to share the information. That's really, I mean, information is power. Information, a lot of small business, they just have a good idea. They know what they're doing, but they do not know the help is there.
And there's so many small businesses that are just totally in the dark. And I guess that's what your whole purpose is, your whole mission statement of why you guys are out there or getting out there, you know, to spread the word, spread the good word everywhere, right? Through the attending the chamber meetings, through, you know, your social media, through radio shows like this. It's such a key thing, right? You want to get the word out there that there's funding that's available.
Yes. Yeah, especially grant. You know, okay. I understand for the landing point, right? The commercial rate you guys provide is definitely cheaper than the bank because you're based on, you know, treasury load,
yeah,
plus the risk margin, right? So, but it's still much cheaper, you know, than the commercial. That help. But Kathy went a step further. It's free. You don't have to pay it back. And that's at the beginning when small business is like they need something to kickstart.
Yes.
They need capital.
Yes.
They do need the capital. So once they have that grant and then combined with the loan, they will be, you know, well set on their success.
And especially, you know, since small businesses qualify that have not been established for 3 years, because obviously that's when you hit the nail on the head when you said the small businesses that are just starting are the ones that need it the most.
The most.
And those are the ones that you can help through the grants if they meet the other criteria. So that's really great news.
And they can add on, right? This is the apply for the
first one, the lease.
And then, real quick,
we're almost out of time. Just in about a minute, if you want to just touch upon the small business e-commerce program in about a minute or less.
I'd love to. Yeah. This is the NJEDA's newest program to support small businesses. It's called the e-commerce support program. It's a smaller program right now. It's only open to restaurant, retail, and personal care businesses that have a physical location. And it was designed to help those businesses develop an e-commerce presence. During COVID, it became obvious that businesses needed to have an e-commerce or needed to be a way to order from a restaurant, buy from your favorite retail store. So this program gives, we have partnered with marketing and website consultants in the state of New Jersey. They do the work for the businesses, develop that e-commerce capability, and the NJEDA actually pays the consultant. So we don't pay the business, but we pay the consultants for the services. And this is actually a really efficient way to deliver because of the way we've set up this program. Businesses can be working with a consultant within a month of applying.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So listeners out there, please get in touch with Kathy, and if worst comes to worst, Sarin, if you need
worst
a loan.
Worst comes to worst. I don't know what that means.
You wanted the free money. And guys, just Kathy, really quick, please give your email contact so that they can reach you.
Yes. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y dot Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N at NJEDA.gov.
Okay, once again, guys, we appreciate you guys coming back for a second show to share all this great information. We're out of time. We'll see everyone next week. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ken and Jane.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.